The fallout from Japan's nuclear crisis has hit Australia's uranium producers. Investors have been disposing of stock, clearly nervous about the future of nuclear power and Australia's $1 billion uranium export market. But uranium producers and analysts say the industry is resilient and will continue to grow. Anna Hipsley reports.
The chief executive of Australian uranium miner Paladin has labelled growing concerns over nuclear power an unwarranted distraction from the devastation in Japan.
Unfortunately, a sideshow has developed, which, though understandable as this is the nature of nuclear, is nevertheless having a highly destructive impact.
John Borshoff was referring to the 30% slide in Australian uranium stocks in recent days as concerns grow over the safety of Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant. Rob Atkinson, chief executive of top-end uranium miner Energy Resources of Australia, is reserving his judgment about the impact of the current fallout on his industry.
Certainly, this issue is deeply concerning to me and to the company of ERA. Obviously, there's an awful lot of information out there at the moment, but it's still very, very early in the piece, and really until the situation is brought under control, investigations complete, and the actual facts emerge, it's very difficult to say.
But Paladin's John Borshoff is confident it won't affect uranium production or the world's nuclear future.
Renewables are out of the question, and gas is already overloaded as the offset for coal. Nuclear has not got to the position it has because it is loved. It has got there because of its enormous capability to deliver these massive amounts of electricity.
He's drawing parallels between the current crisis and the one which hit the airline industry following September 11, 2001.
In the end, even if you have a series of calamitous airline crashes, this will not stop the airline industry. It will learn, improve and move on. It will not go back to sailing ships for transport or dream of hot air balloons as being alternatives.
Michael Angwin, CEO of the Australian Uranium Association, says the share market reaction has been predictable, but says there are 502 nuclear reactors active or under construction that all need uranium to operate.
Factors which were driving the demand for Australia's uranium and the demand for nuclear power last Friday are still the same today.
Do you think that what has happened in Japan shows that there are some legitimate concerns here about the safety of the nuclear industry?
No, I don't agree with that. The rest of Japan's nuclear fleet is safe, and of course the global nuclear fleet is safe.
But the issue is that this one isn't. It doesn't matter how they got to this situation. The situation is there nonetheless. What are the implications of this for the future of nuclear power, given that something like this can happen?
Look, I think it's absolutely certain that there's a continuing emergency at Fukushima, and that's very worrying, and the implications are also very worrying. But I don't think that the safety of the rest of the nuclear industry is going to be affected by that.
Gavin Wendt is Senior Resources Analyst with Mine Life. He says the image problem nuclear power is currently suffering doesn't necessarily translate into bad economic news.
Look, you know, we've had bad news before. We had, you know, Three Mile Island. We also had Chernobyl. These aren't the sorts of things that happen every day of the week. But certainly most of the world's major nuclear players that I can see, China, Russia, India, Korea, have all said that this won't affect their longer-term plans with respect to nuclear energy.
Still, market sentiment may take some time to correct. This week, two of Australia's biggest uranium miners have shed almost a third of their market value.
Anna Hipsley reporting.